My name is Geraldine Tracy and I'm the head of nursing and operations here at Wicklow Hospice. I've worked in palliative care for over 25 years now, but working here in Wicklow Hospice is really special. You know, the community in Wicklow have worked so hard, fundraised so hard to open a hospice here. And here we are, just over 1 year since we opened, in a beautiful building, situated in a beautiful spot, and serving the people of Wicklow and the areas around. It's been a very, I suppose, eventful year. We opened in the middle of COVID, which brought its own challenges. The team have been fantastic and stepped up to all the challenges that COVID has thrown at us. It's been a difficult time for both patients and for their families. And our job here has been trying to make this time to do what we can to make it a little bit easier for them. We're really lucky to work with our multidisciplinary team. So we have, on the clinical side, we have, as everybody would expect, we have nurses and doctors, but we also have our occupational therapist, a physiotherapist, we have a speech and language therapist and a dietitian. We have a growing number of volunteers and we have our catering team who work to meet the catering needs of the patients who come in. So that's in our inpatient unit. We're also developing links with pastoral care. So we're, you know, developing very well and look forward to working together as a team and trying to meet the needs of each different individual, because everybody who comes in has slightly different needs. And because we work in palliative care, we're looking at not just the physical needs of the person, but also the needs associated with, you know, their social side of their life, their psychological impact of their illness, and also the impact on the spiritual side of us, what it means to be me, and how that's affected when we have a serious illness. Every euro that's donated to the hospice goes towards making that patient experience better. It's really, it's about the little extras. You see the beautiful building we're in. It affects every part of the patient's experience, whether it's the environment they're in, equipment that people use. It's just, it really is the icing on the cake, and it just adds to that experience. It's really, really important. We're very, very dependent on fundraising, just as I say, to go that step further to meet people's needs.